a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Friday, everybody. And what better way to kick off your weekend than to talk to the great Craig Bullerjack.
Oh, yes.
How the heck are you,
man? Hey, Buller.
Hey, Hans, Scotty, two of my favorite guys. What's up?
Oh,
we don't believe you, but thanks for saying that anyway.
We're just happy that we're in your Rolodex.
Lloyd said he's going to buy me a number four combo at Burger King. So I said, okay, I'm in.
if that's all it takes.
Guess what? Get that.
Get
that extra bacon, Buller. You've earned it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been 5 days since I called a game, so I'm just kind of twiddling my thumb. So here we go.
You ever call hockey before?
He shoots, he scores. How about that?
There you go.
That's it. No, I tell you, it's an incredible talent to call hockey. I mean, to follow the puck. And, you know, you think the European names are difficult in the NBA. When I first saw Antetokounmpo, you know, and you go, wow, then it rolls off your tongue. But, yeah, it takes a lot of focus. And a lot of European players obviously play the game of hockey. But, man, a huge day for the city, the state, and the region. Man, I never thought, honestly, that Major League NHL hockey would make its way. But Ryan and Ashley had a vision, and, man, they saw it through, and they did it almost overnight, to be honest with you. This was quick, and it's going to be intriguing. Already, am I right, reportedly 6,000 tickets?
No, it's 20
ticket
now.
Holders?
Yeah, over 20 now, Buller. Yep.
That is remarkable, man.
Yeah,
Ryan must have a crystal ball to look in. You know, I wasn't sure. I, you know what? It's so football, basketball, you know, oriented, you know, in this part of the country. And I wonder how hockey, actually NHL hockey, would go. I think a big challenge is now, you know, how many corporate sponsorships can you actually, do you have enough in the state to go around to funnel into both the Jazz and the NHL. It's going to be interesting. I'm sure Ryan's looked into that already, or he wouldn't have pulled the trigger. So it's going to be exciting, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Buller, I want to take you back to the beginnings of sports radio here in the state of Utah when you and Gorder were kicking up noise and really getting this thing started. The Jazz were in place, and you believed that sports radio could thrive here. I want to know, from your perspective, when you were seeing the Jazz and you knew you had one major, one of the four majors, did you ever think we'd see the growth and development to house two and maybe even Major League Baseball coming up? Like, take us through that path and the fact that we've arrived to this place where we can house these.
Yeah, and that's a great question. Looking back, no. I just thought, you know, the NBA, remember there was so much discussion before Larry Miller came on the scene in 85 to actually save the Jazz from moving, I believe the rumor was Minnesota. So to have ownership is the most important thing. And obviously money speaks, but dedication is the other. Larry and Gail had that. And that's why the Jazz are here today and Delta Center still stands. And then Ryan and Ashley take, I say ownership, but it's stewardship, whichever word you like. They have a similar vision as the state continues to grow. And obviously they have the financial means to step out of the box and do it. And so I think it really comes into play on homegrown, you know, talent, ownership. And that's what the Jazz and now the NHL hockey team, which whatever name they decide, I'm sure everyone's got their own thought. I had a buddy of mine call me today and just said, hey, look, I want it to be the Utah Freeze with a double Z. I thought, you know what, that may have some legs. We'll see. Or the Yeti, I don't know. It's going to be fun to see what the name is actually going to be. But, you know, this city, this region has grown so much since I got here. And I think the Olympics really, Hans and Scotty, goes back for me when the Olympic Committee, remember the famous words, the city of Salt Lake City, yeah. You know, gets the Olympic bid for '02, and that really jump started, I think, where the Jazz and sports and hockey And even, you know, look at football now with BYU and Utah back together in the same conference in the Big 12. You know, a few years ago, Hans, let's be honest, you know, when they separated, I never thought they would ever get a chance to ever really come back together. But the way things happen, you got Utah and BYU now in the same conference, and you're going to see each other at least once every other year. I mean, I'm not sure how the schedule is going to pan out, but I think it's remarkable where sports has grown in a 25-year period of time. And it's only going to be more crazy when the arenas and downtown and what have they decided to do with building hotel to connect whatever arena and how they develop downtown. My goodness, it's going to be a sight to see.
It really is. And, you know, I go back, you know, I was producing some of those shows with you back in the day. And I remember, you know, we'd have Larry H. Miller in studio with us once a week, which was a huge coup for the show and the station at the time.
Yeah.
And you and Gordon would ask him all the time, you know, will there ever be another Big Four sport here? And he's like, well, maybe sometime, he goes, but we don't, you know, he goes, I remember him saying all the time, I think we have the fan support for it. I just don't think we have the corporate dollars in place to support too. Well, now we're in a world where I think, look, Ryan Smith and Ashley Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group, they're not pulling the trigger on this unless they know for a fact that they can get the corporate dollars. And baseball may not be too far behind. You know, we may be batting 750 on the Big Four here in the next 4 to 5 years and doing so comfortably.
Scotty, you know the rumor in Kansas City, they want a new stadium. And Dallas, the mayor offered, you know, to locate them back where it all began with the Dallas Texans. So why not the Salt Lake Chiefs? I'll be the forefront of that.
You can't have that nonsense.
Can't have that here. Yeah, that's true.
It'd
I guess
to
be
Utes.
The Salt Lake Pioneers. I mean, whatever, you know, call them the Sasquatch, the Yeti. I don't know. But I'm just saying, you know, Larry had a vision. You remember those days, and he talked a lot about his desire for baseball. And that, of course, he was a great, you know, softball pitcher and played up until, you know, his health deteriorated and age caught up with him. But that's one of his loves. And, you know, the Miller Group is still trying to accomplish part of that dream of Larry's, is to bring Major League Baseball here. You know, if you do get the trifecta, my goodness, it just elevates us. And I've never said, when I travel and people go, how's that small market Salt Lake? I said, no. You guys misunderstand. It's growing. It's mid-market. And now with the NHL, you can't say small market Salt Lake. Forget that. And I think the other part of this is that when you see a free agent, whether it's hockey now or the NBA or even a college player who's thinking about jumping to a school or a franchise in the state of Utah, in Salt Lake, I think it changes the whole perspective, Hans. I mean, you went through that recruiting process, and I have a feeling that each of these professional athletes will help one another say, hey, by the way, you know, Markkanen was kidding that he's got a lot of Finnish hockey, you know, buddies. And you know what? That could play a factor. And I think that has to be, you know, taken into real consideration, that the NHL coming here only upgrades the status of not only the NHL and the players who are thinking of, who obviously are going to live here, but also NBA potential free agents and players that come here as well. I mean, there's another 41 nights of entertainment, 82 games of hockey, 82 for the NBA. And then you got two college high-level programs in the Big 12. Yeah, things are jumping quick in Salt Lake and beyond.
Well, the other thing, too, on this is, you know, this, let's assume for a second, because I think Hans and I are of the belief that the best case scenario is a massive gut job to the Delta Center that can host both. But we're looking at sports. I know for a fact there are many, many, many big time concerts that arena cannot, under its current setup, cannot facilitate because mm-hmm. of the way it's built. You renovate that for hockey and the NBA, and that also allows you to host concerts that would never be here. And it's not because they don't want to come to Salt Lake. It's because they can't facilitate that in the current structure of that building. That opens up another additional 20, 30 nights of entertainment in downtown that wouldn't have been there. That's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring dollars to downtown. I mean, this is a no-brainer to get this done.
Yeah, I think the Delta Center, quoting Ryan in a conversation, I think he said the bones. Larry was smart. Whoever we know there's kind of this lore about Larry, and I kind of witnessed it across the street at Triad Center when I was at KSL, and I'd watch the process. It was the fast track building process that he adopted, and the contractors were incredible. They were drawing up plans and pouring concrete that same day. I mean, I remember going over there multiple times and doing stories, and I remember doing the first show live in that building, Sports Beat Sunday. We did it at center court with just the concrete poured in the roof on, and Larry and I sat there with hard hats on, and he just talked to me about rebar and how much, you know, concrete laid, yards of concrete. I mean, the man was amazing, but he left a building that has been so available to be redone, right? I mean, to go underneath the stadium, the seats, and actually build out Toyota Club. I mean, that's amazing. And now they're in the process of obviously trying to reconfigure the sites, you know, the line of sights for hockey. And, you know, that's going to be a huge undertaking, but they're going to try to do it. Some parts of it with locker rooms, I'm sure, have to be reconfigured. And then, of course, seating may be reconfigured as well. I'm sure it's a couple years down the road when it's all said and done. But, man, I love the building. I think, you know, you have to applaud Larry for how they built it, because there was so much more room than anybody thought to build out and improve that arena. It's it has a lot of special memories, and I know a lot of fans are tied into it, especially now with Delta Center back on the front. And that's kind of interesting how it's gone full circle. It really is.
Well, Buller, I just feel like it's so important to get this done, where they can redo this downtown and they can house the Jazz and this new NHL team. I don't know why I'm so driven on the importance of this, but I really am, based off of the major towns that I've gone to and absolutely loved, and the way they had their downtown configured with, you know, major, whether it's Major League Baseball or it's NBA. And, you know, like, for instance, I know I'm really hung up on Petco Park and the way they've got that gas lamp and everything down there in San Diego, but I want this to stay in downtown so badly, and I'm really concerned, Buller, that if they can't get this done in downtown with the NHL, that the Jazz and NHL will both leave downtown and go somewhere a little further south, and I tend to believe that would be devastating to the downtown. Do you see it differently in housing the Jazz downtown and making sure you keep them downtown?
I think for the moment, and really, you know, again, I can't speak for Ryan and Ashley, but I think there's a real positive feel, and the city is a big part of this, is to keep the entire hockey NBA experience in downtown and build around it with hotels and dinner, you know, bars, all sorts of things that would generate revenue and keep downtown alive. I think that's probably one of the most important things. I'm with you. Sometimes I remember the old days, you know, we drive out to, you know, watching the Pistons out at, gosh, help me, Scotty. It was, they were so far out of town. It was a 45-minute bus ride, from the hotels. Jazz fans are telling me Bowler Jack gets this something Palace at Auburn Hills. Yeah, there we go. So it was, I think where I travel more and more, the energy that is brought to a city, a downtown location, hands, you're spot on that. And even in Sacramento with the new, Golden One Center and the hotels that are built around it and the restaurants and the nightlife, I think the Jazz want the experience to begin before the game, during the game, after the game, and the same with hockey. So if you do that, that will, I mean, obviously drive traffic to downtown. Now, how about traffics? You know, how about, you know, off ramps, and how do you handle all the downtown parking? All those things will have to be put into the giant scheme of things, right, when they draw up the plans. But gosh, what about Gateway? What are they going to do there? There's some incredible land, but can you revitalize that area, right? And you have the mall downtown as well, which, again, I think I haven't shopped there because it's just not in my ballpark. But, you know, there's a lot of areas, I think, that would benefit from all the growth and the arena and, you know, having hockey and basketball. Think of the nights. And you just said it, Scotty, that the concerts that go with that. It would be an electric feeling downtown for sure. Absolutely.
Well, Bowler, we've gone a lengthy conversation, and we have not talked about the end of the Jazz season. So real quickly, I know it was not an easy one, and it was a rough stretch down the stretch, but I have a sneaking suspicion this offseason is going to be far more interesting than the second half of the regular season.
Totally agree. You know, you probably heard me ask Danny what they want. He told me to answer the question myself the other day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's what they need, athletes, defense, and, you know, the ability to get your tail back and play. I mean, it's an amazing league with a lot of talent, aging talent, by the way. And there may be, you know, an opportunity for Danny during some chaotic times for some other franchises like Golden State. You know, what do the Clippers do if they're knocked out? Sacramento. Pelicans now lose Zion again to injury. That's kind of been his entire career. What do you do with the Lakers? I mean, Denver is pretty solid. Dallas seems to have gotten it right with Gafford on the front line and the way that Kyrie's been able to coexist with Luka. So the Jazz may be in a position, though, and KD, I can't forget him. I mean, there's some aging stars and some teams that are making that last, you know, that last run. Even Milwaukee, let's be honest, right, with Antetokounmpo and Lillard. What do they do? So are the Jazz in a position, Scotty and Hans, to swoop in with the ability to have salary cap space, multiple picks? Obviously, they have a chance to move up in the draft if the lottery would treat them right. But right now, most likely eight. And so, you know, I always say this, and I said it before, oh, it's going to be a fun, interesting offseason. No, no, no. This one probably is top in the last 20 years. This may be number one, right? I mean, since the 05 draft of Deron Williams, then we got Boozer to team up with him. And look what they did. They got to the Western Conference Finals in 08, but then they both had to go find greener pastures. But I think Danny is trying to just be patient, but I think he really wants this offseason and next year to be the turning point where you now reengage the fan base. And maybe the hockey maybe elevates this a little bit more. Does that make sense? Maybe hockey coming to town. They need to have fans engaged in everything that Ryan and Smith Entertainment Group is trying to do. And, you know, hockey is going to come in here and gain a lot of attention. And the Jazz have always been the guy, you know, the sports, you know, focus. But now they got to share some of that. And so you're going to have to be competitive to share some of that spotlight as well.
Bowler, I want you on the call for some of these hockey games. Let's do it. Me and Hans will sit in. We'll do color. We'll have a great time together.
I'll be honest. That would be as fun as it gets right there. Hans, can you tell me the young man from Yugoslavia?
Yeah. Kolchowski.
See, there you go.
Spelled K-O-W-A-L-S-C-Y-I-I-C-O-K-Y.
With a little thing over the top of the eye.
With the wavy.
Yeah, a little thing over. No, Kolchowski. It's crazy. I tell you, I love watching Stanley Cup playoff hockey, and it's coming up. And I tell you, I have so much respect for the way. And you know what? Usually they're up high above the ice. And so, yeah, you don't have the greatest, you know, I mean, you can't really call it low because you got to be able to see the puck move. So it's a talent, man. It's amazing. I think you got to be born with that type of talent. And also you've had to be a hockey fan since you were barely able to stand. But I'm going to learn if needed.
Yeah. We're all going to learn together.
I'll learn together. Hey, absolutely.
Bowler, you're the best, man. We appreciate it. And let's make sure we keep chatting during the offseason, okay?
Absolutely, man. Hey, draft's not far away, and we have Summer League coming up second week of July. So let's chat. I'll be twiddling my thumbs. So if you need something, just come on. Only a phone call out.
Hey, we love you, Bowler. Thank you for spending the whole season with us. I don't think we're able to express the gratitude that we have
no doubt.
Your time and everything you do with the knowledge that you have and the time that you take for Scotty and I. You'll never know how much that means to us.
100%. I'm glad you said that, too. Because,
you know,
Bowler,
we go way back, Scotty and Hans. We go way back, man, and that's just it's so fun because, you know, Hans, we always talk about Scotty, but there was a time that we were worried about Scotty Gerard. But look what he's become. Look what he did. Look what he is. And look where you're at, man. You're in the booth calling BYU. Awesome.
It's been a minute since we were at that sausage place trying to save our jobs, or at least you were trying to save my job.
Oh, my gosh. Do I remember that day? Oh, my. And I'm sure there's a fan or two listening right now who, if they turn back the clock a moment, they may remember that day over kind of a fun moment, but that got a little bit out of hand because Scotty was the best salesman of all time.
Ooh, that was yeah, when we had the lawyer have to print up the apology. If you were listening to the Big Show yesterday, you may have heard a segment.
You may have heard this. And of course, it was all for fun. And,
just yeah. know that that did not; those events did not happen, and we apologize. Blah, 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 blah,
we
blah.
Do not advocate the mutilation of multiple cattle.
No.
I don't know what the offense was. But.
You know what it was.
Scotty, I think we had to read that once or twice an hour.
Twice an hour. Yep.
Twice an hour, and then we were off the hook. But, yeah. Oh, but you know what? The station survived, and here you are today.
More importantly, I survived. That's
exactly right.
Yeah. I will go to my grave owing you and Gordon, like, my life.
Oh.
Because my wife was like, I talked to her. I'm like, hey, I might get fired today. She's like, wait, what?
What? Huh?
That's always a fun conversation to have.
We just got started.
Yeah, it is.
So well, I appreciate it.
Well, I'll get into it later. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah
no, we had
yeah,
a great
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
and we still do.
Yeah. We'll see you, Baller.
Thanks,
All right,
Baller.
Guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You got it. The great Craig Bowler, Jack.